All right, now explain to everybody what it is you do, because they may not have heard your debut performance.
Well, what I do is I will find a professional athlete, ask them questions about their particular sport, and work in some way parts of the female reproductive system. Okay?
Right.
Sneak them in there somehow just to see if they notice what I'm talking about, because that is my true love.
The female reproductive system?
Well, that in sports. That's why I combo the two, you see.
Right, right.
Yeah. And it's, I'm waiting for someone to bust me, basically, to call me out on this. So this morning I went to the Seattle Sonics shoot-around.
Mm-hmm. Because you mainly attack NBA players, don't you?
Seems to be going that way right now.
But you think maybe a baseball player might be in...
Sure. Sure, I'm sure down the road.
Maybe a football player.
We'll run into one of them. But I talked to Calvin Booth, the former Maverick.
Yes.
And applied my craft with him. So, now, the first one I did, it didn't work. The guy didn't bust me, and I snuck in every single word that I wanted to, and nothing was said.
And who was that?
Can't remember. Played for the Sixers. Young kid.
Allen Iverson.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But Calvin
Kyle Korver.
Booth, was that it?
No, it wasn't Kyle Korver. Aaron McKee.
But Calvin Booth.
No, it was Frank Williams.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Calvin Booth is a Penn State graduate.
What does that mean?
Well, he's smart.
Penn State?
Yeah.
He was an athlete at Penn State.
Well, okay.
All right, well, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say that there's a good chance that he might know some of this stuff. So let's listen to Repro Man and Calvin Booth.
Okay, Calvin, you guys, like a lot of teams, have struggled on the road. Any reason for that, Placenta?
Well, we haven't been playing well as a team as of late. I think early in the season we were one of the better road teams in the league, and I think a lot of times we perform better on the road. I think overall our road record is not great because we haven't been great as a team in the past month.
Yeah, I mean, up and down kind of. I mean, you had a big one the other night, but are the playoffs still a reality for you guys, Clitoris, or are you looking elsewhere?
You got to be short-sighted right now and just play game by game and let it pan out. If you look too far down the road and you see that whatever games we're out right now, and you kind of think you can't reach that, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So we're just taking a game by game approach, and if all of a sudden we pop up and we're in the ninth or eighth spot, great. If not, you know, hopefully we have a end the season in strong fashion and have a good record at the end of the year.
So is this team still a work in progress or a fertilized ovum, or is this team, you know, you think is this the team that'll be here next year?
It's hard to say. I think a lot of rests on how this team plays the remainder of the season. I know, there were better, more expectations from an organizational standpoint. So unless we as players and a team pull together and do something, there may be a whole different team in here next year.
Do you guys look at it as, are there any superstars on this team badge, or are all you guys work with these?
No, actually, I believe Ray Allen is a superstar, and I believe Rashard Lewis is on the verge of superstardom. He's improving every year, and I feel like the rest of we have some very good role players that, you know, we have a team that's capable of making the playoffs, so we just have to play up to our potential.
And you guys, you know, you're still young. Does Nate preach patience and focus and Volvo to you guys every day?
I think it depends on what day it is. Some times he realizes we're a young team, and other times he's not willing to settle for that. He wants us to try to do the best we can right now, because everybody knows the NBA is about right now, not really the future. So we as players, or him as a coach, may not be around long enough for us to see Seattle Sonics reach our potential with the team we have right now.
You've played here before. How tough is it to play in this building? I mean, is it one of the toughest ovaries in the league?
it's definitely a tough arena. I have a soft spot in my heart for Reunion. I like that arena, but it's definitely a great facility. State of the art as far as the actual feel. I don't believe it's not that loud for me. They get a lot of fans in here and they support the team, but just the way the building's set up, I don't feel like it's as loud as some of the other arenas.
And does Nate point out whose uterus is dragging, or is he always positive with you guys?
I think it just depends on the moment. Sometimes he'll point out if he doesn't feel like somebody's doing something up to standard, and he'll deal with it that way.
And labia, is your confidence growing when you play together, even though this isn't going to?
Yeah, I believe so. I think I went like Houston the other day where everybody, you know, went out there and played hard, and we pulled out a win against one of the better defensive teams in the league. It was really really important for us.
And when you are young, is it easy to slip when you're climbing up the fallopian tubes and shoot out the cervix, or can you focus straight ahead?
To get a win, you don't work as hard practice the next day, and then you're right back where you started. So it's a definite process where you gotta go from game to game and try to improve on what you've done the game before.
Thanks, Calvin. I appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Wow.